Hi, what's up, peace and blessings? This is Javonna, the spiritual love coach, and on today's episode, we have guest Demond Alvarez, author of Lyrical Soul and Soul of a Man. He can be found at soulofaman504.com, and today we're talking about relationships, healing.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Creative Soul 504, aka Mr. Soul of a Man 504, author, creative writer, speaker extraordinaire, Demond Alvarez.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we've talked about this a little bit. I actually recorded a podcast episode about broken people and how we're not obligated to fix them or be in a relationship. And it kind of talked a little bit about the importance of healing yourself before you go and get into another relationship. What is your take on that?
Healing yourself is very important because, you know, your mental stability is something that's going to help you with your all-around communication. You don't want to be the type of individual to, I mean, we all have baggage. That's just what it is. You know, we're always going to probably carry that baggage with us. Be it if we were in a previous relationship and it was something, you know, where everybody kind of gets their heart broken at some point in your life. So I think that, you know, we need to heal. You know, we need to take time away and we need to get ourselves together, be it go on a vacation, get your massages, do your Reiki, pray, meditate, work out. You know, you have to really get yourself together mentally before you can get into another relationship, because you don't want to go in with all of these fresh wounds. Because I always say, hurt people hurt people. Right. And you don't want to go into another relationship, you know, with somebody that has their stuff together and bringing them down in a sense.
Right, that's true. And I think that a lot of it has to do with like processing our emotions. And if you never process it, then you go into like the next situation and either seeking revenge because, you know, somebody screwed you over. So now you just want to kind of get payback, or you're either going into it looking to get hurt because that's kind of what you've become accustomed to. And I think what that does too, it attracts probably the same type of person you were with before, because that cycle was never closed. Because everything happens for a reason. Like you said, we all get our heart broken at some point in time. You know, we all go through different things in life. But if we never learn from those experiences, it's like you're going to keep going through them. You know, you're going to keep making the same mistakes because you're not learning. You're just kind of going from one thing to the next.
Yeah, that's very true. And like, take my situation right now. Like, currently, you know, I'm going through the whole flood thing in Houston. And, you know, it's like I've kind of been down this road before, like by going through Katrina. So in a sense, yeah, it's like I know what to expect in a sense, even though Houston is a bigger city and the cleanup and everything is going to take longer. But I kind of know what to expect, and I know the steps to go through, and I know how to be mentally strong. Because I can just think back and be like, okay, you know, I've done this. This has happened. That's happened. This has happened. So, you know, it's pretty much almost like the same. It's almost pretty much almost like the same thing, almost on equal footing, except for a bigger, you know, a bigger disaster in a sense. So just, you know, like going through it and getting yourself together. So you kind of already know how to handle the situation.
Right. That's true. Well, there was one thing that I saw that I wanted to talk about, and it was kind of saying how if a person is broken, like everybody's broken in a way. So like, it's okay, I guess, to kind of be in a relationship with a broken person. And I don't necessarily agree with that, because I don't think that we were made to stay in that like broken place. Like at some point you got to pull yourself back together again. Otherwise you'll miss out on so much that life has to offer because you haven't grown from that place and you're still living from a place of hurt.
That's very true. I think that hurt people hurt people. And it's to the point that if I'm somebody that's, you know, like if I was in some type of emotionally abusive relationship, I don't want to come out and jump into something else. Because a lot of people are like that. They jump from one relationship, you know, to the next, like they're catching the Uber. In a sense, you know.
So
you know, it's like you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that individual to look at the next person as the same, because that emotional distress that's in your mind, that's in your psyche, you can take that and reflect that onto the next person. That mental abuse that you had, you know, it may turn into something physical going to the next person. So, you know, you never know what types of tragedy that can turn into that you're bringing into that situation by you not taking the time to heal yourself.
Right. I was thinking too, wondering, like, I know a lot of people just kind of do the friends with benefits thing. Like, how do you feel about, do you feel like that might be like a coping mechanism, or are some people genuinely okay with just having a relationship on a physical level? Or do you think there may be more to it? Like, they might be wanting for more to come out of that situation, or is it just a coping mechanism?
Yeah, it could be a coping mechanism. You know, some people, they may not know what love is, you know, naturally. They may not have had it growing up as a child, so they may not necessarily know what it looks like. So a lot of people feel like they can get love, you know, with their bodies. That sensual or sexual feel is only going to last for a moment. And, you know, I mean, we both know when you're intimate with somebody, you're almost intimate with everybody that they've been intimate with. So it's like you're sharing those spiritual experiences in a sense. So it's right. Almost like going onto the internet and downloading like spiritual viruses that are going to be in tune with you. Mm. You know, by just a person jumping from one person to the next, it's almost like they're this sexual vampire in a sense, you know?
And I was going to say that too. A lot of times it's just feeding off of energy, basically.
Right.
And with that, like, I think too, a lot of people put on like they're this strong person, like, you know what, I'm okay with just having a sexual relationship with somebody, like, this is what I want. But I honestly don't see how that's possible, because at some point your emotions are going to get involved and you get connected to that person. And at some point that's going to be unfulfilling, like you're going to want more. And I see that in a lot of women, and they're like, well, and I feel like people are just settling because they're hurting and just craving connection with someone. So they just take it however they can get it.
Yeah. Don't, you know, they just don't naturally know love is, you know, and it's more than just, it's the physical part is, that's a part of it, but that's just like
the main part.
Yeah. It's not the main part. You know, you also have the mental and the verbal and the spiritual that goes along with the physical. And, you know, with just physical, that's just, it's basically having, you know, like a lot of one night stands that's empty in a sense.
To me, it seems like emotional abuse to just settle for friends with benefits situation. And it would be easy because then you don't go without that need getting satisfied. But at the same time, like, and from where I stand, like, it's like emotional abuse, because I know for me, that's not going to satisfy me. I'm not always wonder about that. And especially because there's so many women that are okay with it. And I think some women maybe are strong enough, like maybe their energy flows a little differently to where that's all they need, because they might be siphoning, you know, the energy or getting whatever they need from it. But I think in general, I don't see how most women, and I don't know if it's different for men, but I don't see how most women are content with just sexual gratification.
I think some guys kind of go through that in early stages of life, or they could just go through it in stages, you know. So let's say if a guy was naturally in a relationship, and a relationship ended for whatever reason, then, you know, he's probably going to go on his, he's going to have these repressed sexual desires, and he's going to kind of go out and, you know, sleep with a bunch of women until he kind of gets that out of his system. And once that's done, then he's going to want to seek that deep type of commitment that he had before. Mm-hmm. But it's something that a guy naturally has to get out of his system.
Mm, that's interesting. Interesting. What are some ways, I guess, because I think too, a lot of people don't know maybe that they are hurting. So like you said, a lot of people don't really know what love is. And I think now love has kind of been kind of washed. The meaning and full expression of what love really is isn't really expressed anymore. Like, we say love so easily and so quickly without really having a full understanding of what it is. And that's why I like to call what I do spiritual love, because it has that essence of like love is deeper than what we see and what we commonly think of it as, because it's actually energy. And that's why a lot of times I'll talk about how we go from relationships and then, you know, something happens and we're hurting, and then we're just like, well, I'll be okay with just having a friend with benefits. But it's that energy exchange that we're leaving out, and the emotional effects, and how everything ties back into like the whole mind, body, soul connection that people are missing. when it comes to love.
Yeah, that's true. With some people, I think it's like all or nothing. And like you said, some people are just willing to just settle in a situation. You know, it's like they'll say, well, at least I have something. You know, I guess it's like them saying something is better than nothing. Yeah, but like you know, it's like you're saying, it's energy, and you know, and it's levels to this game. It's true levels, you know. So if you're radiating at a higher plane of existence in your spirituality, then you know, anybody who kind of comes into your spiritual radar is going to be real shaky, you know. And I always tell people to try to, you know, I always tell people to trust their instincts. And I know everybody's not attuned to listening to that, the third eye, the voice in your head, God, whatever you want to call it. Some people just brush it off, you know, right, and just say, okay, well, this person looks good, so, you know what I mean, let me just go on ahead and do what I have to do. Right. But, you know, in a spiritual sense and in a mental sense, it's like you're just kind of leaving yourself wide open for like an attack.
For anything, right. Everything that looks good isn't good. It all comes from like a place of lack or some sort of fear or hurt or that broken place. If people were more aware of themselves, then they wouldn't settle. They would want to make sure that they got the best of the best, whether it was, you know, from themselves or in a relationship with someone else. I don't see that often. I think more so now people are starting to wake up to that and be a little more cautious. But overall, I still think a lot of people are unaware and just, you know, going through the motions, doing whatever they have to do.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of people are just kind of attached to like that fast lifestyle. Like I said before, like whatever comes along, as long as it's something maybe decent or whatever, they'll just go ahead and settle for it. You know, even though something is telling them like, you know, no, don't do it. But you know, they'll just go on ahead and brush that aside. You know, instead of like learning, and that's what life is about. Life is about learning from past mistakes, you know.
Right.
You know, or really learning from other people's mistakes. So that doesn't, like people say, you know, don't let it happen to you in a sense. But it's like you said, it comes around. You know, they say what goes around comes around. But some people just stay in that circle and in that cycle. And they always mm-hmm. wonder, like,
why does this keep happening?
Right. Anymore? Yeah. Why am I keep happening? Because you're not learning. You know, I went to a networking event, long story short. The guy said, you know, these cycles can happen for days, months, weeks, or years.
Right.
And some people's cycles can last years and years and years. And, you know, you wonder why am I attracting the same people?
Yeah.
You know, why can't I get over this hump? Why this and why that? Because you're not learning the lesson, and you're going to keep going through that same cycle until you learn that lesson.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Definitely.
Yeah, I guess it's a sexual driven world we living in. It's sex sells, and it's all on social media. Everything is so instant now. You know, yeah, you can just kind of inbox somebody and
slide,
you know,
in them DMs. Them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, just meet them the next night. You know, you got Instagram and Facebook, Snapchat, and all these other sites. Yeah. Right.
I was getting ready to ask you that. Like, do you think technology has influenced this in any way? And, you know, you kind of already answered that. And I think it takes away like the actual connection. Like back in the day, like you had to really go knock on somebody's door to really have a conversation with them. And now like we're sitting here like on the video and it's connecting, but it's still not a true, like, you know, the physical connection. And I think that people miss that real connection so much that they'll just jump and do whatever just to feel close to someone for a moment.
That's true. And it's not, even though we're, you know, I think, you know, communication plays a big part of it. And, you know, that's very true. I think even though, you know, like we're talking and communicating, I think it's not, I think it's naturally what you're talking about and how you're communicating, instead of getting in somebody's, you know, inbox and telling them, you know, they're fine, they're beautiful, they're sexy, they're this, they're that. You know, I'm sure women on Facebook, you know, hear this all day and all night.
It's amazing because a lot of women like go for that. Oh, he told me I'm beautiful, let me go lay up in his bed. How does it go from that to something else? Just because you decide to slide up in my messages and call me beautiful doesn't mean that you immediately get my attention. But mm-hmm. that's what men are used to. They're used to just being able to get that instant access. it's like at this point, right, there's a lot of hurt and brokenness and negative energy going around in the world. So how can we kind of like start to change that so people become a little more aware of what's really going on out here and how to get the actual love and connection that they're looking for, because it's truly out there. It's just how you're going about it.
You have to tune yourself to it. It's about levels and it's about different wavelengths. You have to want it in a sense. So you just have to really tune into it. Then there's different things to get there. You can meditate, you can pray. You can kind of raise your level of consciousness in a sense. Instead of watching, you know, Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives and Housewives of Atlanta, you can raise your intellectual awareness. So this will block a lot of that, you know, you fine, you sexy. Oh, can I come see you tonight?
For those who aren't aware of the need to raise their consciousness, what would be that first glimmer that, hey, like things can be different. I don't have to settle for just these sexual relationships, or I don't have to live with this hurt in my heart anymore. How does that light bulb come on?
Self-realization. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you know, which a lot of people don't like to do that. A lot of people like to put stuff out there so other people can judge them, you know, so they can get that validation from society, you know, likes on social media. But you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror. Once you can do that, then you look at yourself and say, like, you know, I don't like the person that I see. Or mm-hmm. I don't like the people that I'm hanging with. You know, something's not right. Just like I have to do that. Things start changing, you know, just like the storm. I know it all happens for a reason. You know, I know this. Something that I was asking for, and it's a process. It's happening. Same thing with being in the right circles or getting, you know, stepping your game up in life or getting your dating life to where you want it to be.
With that being said, right, because it does basically come down to like self-realization. And I still remember when I had that moment of clarity after like everything that I had been through with being in an abusive relationship and everything. And it didn't matter what anyone else could have said, if I did have people like trying to help me, or it was something that I had to realize within myself. But the thing is, not everyone is going to have that moment. So do you think that some people are just going to stay lost and they're just going to continue to live out that cycle? Or do you think that, you know, collectively those who are, you know, raising their awareness and raising their conscience can start to change things to where other people who might not have had that realization may start to wake up and be like, okay, I can do better. I can change.
Yeah, well, you know, people say the matrix is real, and mm-hmm. I call it like a transference of, you know, it's like almost like a transference of energy. So you're hanging around people who, you know, who are just raising their level in, you know, different ways, then, you know, you have to, you know, like birds of a feather. Eventually you're gonna catch on to that. You're gonna look at these people and say, like, you know, something is different about these people. And mm-hmm. then it's going to start just like eating away at you until you start asking questions, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once you see them soaring, you're going to be like, man, you know, y'all just look like y'all got it all together. You know, it looks like nothing ever bothers y'all. It just looks like y'all living these great, you know, successful, happy lives. So, you know, how can I get in on that?
I like that because, you know, I have my light work that I do. You have yours. So if, you know, if we all continue to share our light and share our message, then that somewhere is going to touch someone and it's going to touch another person and another person. So yeah, I like that. You know, we can all do our part and, you know, shine a light on our little corner of the world, and gradually that light will spread.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and sometimes, you know, sometimes it takes time. You know, you just have to be, and I'm still learning that too. You know, sometimes I want to know why and when and how it's going to happen, but you have to trust the process, and you have to trust, you know, if you believe in your ancestors or God or the universe, you know, you have to trust the light workers that are working for you behind the scenes, and knowing that everything is going to line up, and you're going to start to feel it, and you're going right. to start, you know, receiving these messages, you know. Either you're going to see them, you're going to, you know, hear them in your head, or you may see them in your dreams, you know. Mm-hmm. So you just have to always tell people, just pay attention to the signs.
Right.
Just like when, you know, just like I could have still been in Houston stuck right now, you know. Just like my family said, you know, get out of there, get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, I always say it happens. It always happens in threes. You know, they said three times the charm. So like two of my cousins told me that my dad was like, look, you know, I don't, you know, I really don't feel like you should be down there. You know, I feel better if you were here. So, I, you know, that last night, like Thursday night, I packed my stuff and Friday morning I got on the road and, you know, everybody saw what happened Saturday and Sunday. So,
yeah. Well, that's good that you, you know, were able to get to safety. I have like a candle and everything lit for Houston and the Texas area. So it's a lot going on right now. It's a lot.
Yeah. You know, something like that, it's going to, you know, it's going to be years before Houston can get back to where it was. You know, the whole Gulf Coast region from Lake Charles to Beaumont. So, you know, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, hopefully there won't be any more storms to come through during the hurricane season, because that'll just be even more devastation.
I
it's
know.
Early in the season, too.
Right, but it's, you know, hopefully, you know, we like in September, so, you know, hopefully it just starts, I hear there's a cool front coming down, so hopefully it just starts cooling down, you know, and the cooler it gets, the better off we are for those storms to just go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I'm glad that you are safe and hope that you guys can get home. And but I know it's going to be a long road.
Yeah, it's going to be a journey, man. It is going to be a journey, but you know, I'm looking forward to the next chapter in a sense. I really feel some great things are coming down the line, so I'm really looking forward to that.
That's good. Well, I definitely want to do another episode. I don't know what we'll talk about, but I'm sure we can think of something.
Yeah, as always. So yeah, that's always so much to talk about. You know, what we're doing, it's needed. You know, especially around these times, it's really, really, really needed.
Yeah, I was thinking about actually doing like a guided meditation. Just, you know, for the people that's been affected by the hurricane and is dealing with, you know, the flooding and everything, and just making sure everybody is safe and is getting the help and rescue and resources and stuff that they need to maintain, you know, until everything is able to recede and get cleaned up and cleared out. But
yeah,
I haven't done it. Not like a live group one. I just kind of like say my prayers and I have this candle lit. I'll probably have to light another one because it's almost out.
Yeah, like I said, it's gonna be a process. You know, this is the first time a lot of people in the Gulf Coast and Houston have kind of been through this. So you know, yeah. So they have to, it's, you know, they got to process their emotions, and you know, a lot of people don't know where their family is. So it's a lot of chaos right now.
Yeah, I know it is, and it just I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's like that worst case scenario that you never want to go through.
Right.
Like, seriously, it's the stuff that you know, it's crazy. It's like the stuff that we see on, like, you know, science fiction movies and these, you know, Hollywood. It's like stuff is like actually we're seeing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, is this actually happening?
And then it's like, it is because then it's like, you know, I go on social media and I see people just, you know, they're doing their everyday thing. And I'm just like, you know, but in this corner of the world.
Right. You know, like people like, you know, I'm going to Miami this weekend. It's like, okay. I mean, you want to say, hey, man, have fun. But over here, you know.
And it's like, for me, it's like I didn't really post a lot because I'm just like, what can I post right now? Because my heart is like down there, like thinking about these, you know, children and their parents, and they don't have nowhere to sleep or food to eat. And
yeah. And, you know, I feel very fortunate, you know, even though I'm in a sense caught up in it, you know, I feel very fortunate to have, you know, just to have people like, you know, like yourself that are checking on me, family, you know, friends. So, you know, I feel, you know, just to have, you know, even transportation right now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so much. And I try not to think about it a lot because then I get heavy and, and overwhelmed, but it's so much. And then for me, I was like kind of getting like a little anxiety because I felt like, you know, what can I do? So I just, you know, I was like, let me put this candle together and I'm just going to meditate and, you know, just send love and light and help from here to, you know, that's all I can do. And sometimes that's it. And it's just crazy. And then people want to argue about who needs to, I'm just like, listen, stop, just stop. Don't nobody need all that extra stuff right now. Let the people that want to help do their thing and don't worry about the ones that's not helping.
Right. You know, just let it, you know, in a sense, not no puns included, but just let nature take its course, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's the healing and rebuilding process that has to happen. And that's just, you know, it's going to take a while.
Right. That's true. That is true.
It has been a pleasure speaking with you today, Demond. My heart goes out to you and everyone else who have been affected by Hurricane Harvey. I'm sending love, light, and healing their way. I can't wait to have you back on the show again. Peace.